The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we've got one here to talk about a virtual performance that's coming up. Big live stage performances aren't possible right now, of course, but DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center, has lined up another show for all ages that can be watched from the comfort of home. From 3 to 4 p.m. October 4th, DPAC will host a live, virtual, and interactive experience called Magic for Humans at Home with Justin Willman. The performance will take place via Zoom. Here's a description of the show. Magic for Humans at Home with Justin Williams is an interactive hour of magic, comedy, and unexpected surprises delivered directly into your living room. Justin is a regular on The Tonight Show, Ellen, and Comedy Central, and is the star of the hit Netflix series Magic for Humans. Now he invites you and your family to join him on Zoom for this unique and intimate all-ages experiment. Tickets are $25 each and allow you to watch the show on a single device so you can watch it with your entire family or on your own. During the show, according to DPAC, Willman will be able to see, hear, and interact with the audience in real time. Tickets are available via DPAC's Eventbrite event page. Tickets are limited. I know this next item is not our usual focus on this program about entertainment, but I think it is nonetheless important. You probably already know that Meals on Wheels of Wake County delivers hot food to senior citizens. Now, during the pandemic, volunteers are looking for more ways to lift the spirits of seniors. Meals on Wheels wants to deliver word search books and notes to over 1,300 senior citizens when they drop off meals in October. According to volunteers, many senior citizens are facing extreme isolation during the pandemic and need ways to occupy their time. Large print puzzle books can keep their minds engaged and remind them that someone is thinking of them. Meals on Wheels is looking for word puzzles or activity books and handwritten letters to encourage isolated seniors. All donations must be received by September 30th. You can sign in to your Amazon account and visit the Meals on Wheels Wake County wish list to purchase one of the large print puzzle books they recommend. Or you can buy your own activity book and mail it in to Meals on Wheels of Wake County, Attention Help a Senior, 1001 Blair Drive, Suite 100, Raleigh, 27603. I know there are numerous opportunities to help those in need. This is just one of those opportunities for you to consider if you can help. All right. Two more concerts from the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, hosting virtually. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, the museum's popular summer concert series, of course, was canceled. The virtual concerts are streamed on Tuesday nights, starting at 8 from inside the museum galleries on the Museum of Art YouTube channel. Coming up September 29th, it's S.E. Ward. A transplant from Vermont, Ward has become a Triangle music fixture during the last several years. Leaving was released on Bull City Records Presents to local acclaim and is the band's first LP. Ward flaunts her songwriting and vocal chops through a masterclass in emotion that moves from haunting to heated in just four tracks. And then on October 20th, the Museum of Art virtual concert features Jelly Sitoso and Kyra Ba. The group ecstatically explores the spiritual songs, stories, and rhythms of Senegal's millennia-old Mandé culture. Sissoko comes from a long line of griots who are entrusted to maintain a West African village's genealogies and ceremonial affairs through song. But he is much more than a preservationist. Sissoko and his band, Kyra Ba, effortlessly integrate the traditional sounds of the kora with a modern rush of electric guitar and an exuberant rhythm section. All right, we're going to check out what's left of the Marvelous Music main stage series in Cary. Of course, this is at the Cary Arts Center. Concerts start at 7:30. One, two, three, four concerts left in that series. Friday, January 8th is the next one. It's Blue Jupiter. This group is the cutting edge of a cappella. Soaring pop and Broadway leads, tight harmonies, unbelievable beatboxing, and most importantly, nothing else. No instruments, no DJ, no tracks, no calories, no carbs. Real voices and nonstop energy. Friday, January 15th, it's Nina Simone, No Fear and Blues Long Gone. An intimate portrayal of the legendary artist, the performance gives its audiences insight into Simone's wide repertoire of music, her life perspective, sense of humor, and sense of duty to people of color. Born Eunice Kathleen Wayman in 1933 in Tryon, North Carolina, Nina Simone, an American singer, songwriter, and musician, is considered one of the most influential artists of the 20th century and a hero of the civil rights movement. Marvelous Music main stage series, Sunday, March 21st, time for three. Defying convention and boundaries, the performers stand at the busy intersection of Americana, modern pop, and classical music. To experience Time for Three live is to hear the various eras, styles, and traditions of Western music fold in on themselves and emerge anew. That's at 6. Saturday, April 17th, Ian Sherwood. He's a guitarist, saxophonist, songwriter, and a voice that won him a Canadian Folk Music Award. Sherwood is a born storyteller and a constant creator. All right, moving on to Cary's Marvelous Music Family Series. Coming up on September 19th, it's Pirate Good and the Magic Chest. This is an online event, and it is free. Then October 17th, the Fairy Tales of Grimm, presented by Atlantic Coast Theater for Youth, which brings tales such as the Bremen-town musicians, Rapunzel, Hansel and Gretel, and Snow White to the stage in a classical 19th century theatrical melodrama. Fun-filled show is loaded with laughs and audience participation. This is a free online event. Looking at what's going on in Clayton at the Clayton Center, Wednesday, September 23rd, it is Project 63. This is a Facebook live stream from the Clayton Center. This alt-Americana band made its debut on the center's Facebook live stream series back in early July. Tuesday, September 29th, Piedmont Laureate Tamara Kassane, special Facebook Live event at 7. Wednesday, September 30th, New Covenant, Facebook live stream event from the Clayton Center, again at 7. Then Wednesday, October 14th, KTZ Band, Facebook live stream from the Clayton Center. In Holly Springs at the Cultural Center, Friday, September 25th, comedian Jeff Jenna. At a time when a lot of guys his age are winding down their careers, Jeff's is finding its second wind. In the 80s and 90s, Jeff was one of the premier comics on television and in the comedy club circuit. Over the last 10 years, he has established himself as one of the top corporate and cruise entertainers in the country. His act is focused on family and coming to fatherhood later in life. This is a live stream event, $20 per household. Also, Saturday, October 10th, 2020 Chalk Festival in Holly Springs. It's open to all artists ages 6 to adult, with three age categories, 6 to 12, 13 to 17, and 18 plus. Participants can choose to reserve one square for $15, two squares for $25, or three squares for $33. The squares are approximately 8 by 8 and will be laid out socially distanced. Artists will have from 10 to 4 to complete their artwork, after which photos will be taken, posted to Facebook for the public to vote on age group winners. Participants can bring their own chalk, or it'll be provided at the event. No chalk paint is allowed. The event is being held at the Ting Park Concourse in Holly Springs. A cancellation in Apex. We've mentioned this before. Saturday, September 19th, Peak Fest 2020 has been canceled. All right, despite what's going on with COVID and all, there are still some laughs to be had. And the listing at Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh, Thursday through Saturday, September 24th through the 26th, is Sam Tripoli, practitioner of the deadly art of comedy. Sam views comedy as a calling rather than a profession. It's a passion that he preaches to audiences live in nightclubs, radio, television, and podcasts nationwide. On stage, he's a force of nature, pacing the stage like a cyclone of funny as he questions authority and the conventions of our society one moment, then earnestly expressing his affinity for the bizarre next. Sunday, September 27th, it's Nick Coletti. With his natural charm and raw talent, Nick is quickly emerging as one of Hollywood's most dynamic and sought-after comedians and personalities. He can be seen starring alongside Jimmy Tatro in Facebook Watch's comedy hit The Real Bros of Simi Valley, which will soon begin production on its third season. Coletti stars as Duncan in the Fox reality show, which centers on four best friends as they navigate life in Simi Valley. Friday through Sunday, October 2nd through the 4th at Goodnight's, it's Rodman. His uproarious yet relatable brand of stand-up has earned him the admiration of comedy fans from coast to coast. Rodman quickly became one of the most in-demand comedians in the country, following his first-place finish on Last Comic Standing in 2014 and his racked-up appearances on Comic View, The Tonight Show, and The Monique Show. Friday through Sunday, October 9th through the 11th, Rodney Perry. Rodney calls Atlanta home when he's not traveling the country to sold-out audiences or hosting his highly popular online radio show, Rodney Perry Live. His career has opened up many doors for him, from his work as co-host of Who's Got Jokes or BET's Monique Show to his starring role, as Harold in Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family. Okay, Thursday through Saturday, October 15th through the 17th at Goodnight's, it's Jared Fried. Jared is a comedian based out of New York City and originally from the Boston area. His comedy is current and reflects the ordinary daily thoughts of everyone you know, especially if everyone you know is a millennial, obsessed with dating apps, trying to be a real adult, and worried about their body. He's a regular at the Comedy Cellar, Caroline's on Broadway, Gotham, Stand Up New York, and Comics at Mohegan Sun. He also had the honor of performing for the 2017 New Faces Showcase at the 35th Annual Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal. Thursday through Sunday, October 22nd through the 25th, it's J.P. Sears. J.T., a YouTuber comedian, emotional healing coach, author, speaker, world traveler, and curious student of life. His work empowers people to live more meaningful lives. He is very active with his online videos, where he encourages healing and growth through his humorous and entertainingly informative videos, which have accumulated over 300 million views. Wednesday, October 28th at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Stormy Daniels. Stormy is a successful adult film actress, writer, and director. She was a Penthouse Pet of the Month in 2007 and also works as a stripper, a career she began at the age of 17. In addition to her adult career, Daniels has appeared in mainstream fare like The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, and a Maroon 5 music video. And finally, in October at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Thursday through Saturday, October 29th through the 31st, Ty Barnett. Ty, a Chicago native, got his start at Seattle's Comedy Underground. He was one of the final two on the most watched and only Emmy-nominated season of Last Comic Standing, and has made multiple Tonight Show appearances. He currently has three national commercials running and has a notable presence online through his web series, This is the Bull I'm Talking About. Special note, all shows are 18-plus, unless noted. Moving on to the lineup at Raleigh Improv, which is on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Sunday, October 11th is the next show. It's The Christie Show. Christian E. Porter, also known as The Christie Show, is an entertainer who loves to act, sing, rap, and dance. A few years ago, she decided to try stand-up comedy. Christian E. loved being on stage, but she missed her first love of acting. Christian E. to start making improv videos online as different characters, and her character, Ms. Charlene, went viral, and she started traveling the country performing stand-up comedy and singing as her. That is Ms. Charlene. Friday and Saturday, October 23rd and 24th at Raleigh Improv, Jess Hilarious. Jess is one of the freshest and most highly sought-after faces in comedy, who is also known for appearances on MTV's Wild and Out, and has appeared on Russell Simmons' All Deaf Comedy on HBO, as well as various shows on VH1, BET, and many others. She credits her work ethic to her parents, who own and operate their own business. Her drive and determination was instilled in her from helping run the family business at a young age. Friday through Sunday, November 6th through the 8th, DeRay Davis. After his wildly successful one-hour Showtime comedy special, DeRay Davis Power Play, that aired DeRay Reviews, Davis continues to ascend on what can only be described as the Samuel E. Jackson formula, a path and pattern of consistent feature film and network television roles. Davis also starred opposite Taraji P. Henson's Cookie Lyons on the Fox Network hit Empire. The rest of November at Raleigh Improv, Thursday, November 19th, it's Nick DiPaolo. Sunday, November 22nd, Carol Ann Miljavik, She Laughs Comedy Tour. Friday through Sunday, November 27th through the 29th, Ian Bagg. Monday, December 7th, Jeff Allen, The America I Grew Up In Tour. And Thursday, December 10th, it is Andy Forster. All right, some new information concerning the IBMA World of Bluegrass coming up soon in Raleigh. Some information about two events that are part of the upcoming IBMA Virtual World of Bluegrass the end of this month. The Momentum Awards Show, September 29th at 3, and the Industry Awards, set for September 30th, also at 3. The Momentum Awards recognize both musicians and bluegrass industry professionals who, in the early stages of their careers, are making significant contributions to or are having a significant influence upon bluegrass music. These contributions can be to bluegrass music in general or to a specific sector of the industry. The Momentum Awards show will also feature virtual performances by the five finalists for Momentum Band of the Year: A.J. Lee and Blue Summit, Colebrook Road, Midnight Sky Racer, Seth Mulder and Midnight Run, and the Slocan Ramblers. Now, the Industry Awards recognize outstanding work in categories including Broadcaster of the Year, Event of the Year, Graphic Designer of the Year, Liner Notes of the Year, Writer of the Year, Sound Engineer of the Year, and Song Writer of the Year. Additionally, the show features a segment honoring the recipients of the 2020 Distinguished Achievement Awards: Festival Pioneers Norman and Judy Adams, Musicians Against Childhood Cancer founders Daryl and Phyllis Adkins, fiddle virtuoso and educator Daryl Anger, San Diego's KSON Bluegrass special host Wayne Rice, and bluegrass innovator Jack Tottle. Now, the Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Sarah Giroux will take the stage as the keynote speaker of IBMA's business conference on Monday, September 28th. The business conference is just one piece of this year's IBMA Virtual World of Bluegrass, September 28th through October 3rd. Of course, the event also includes the 31st Annual IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards, the Bluegrass Ramble, and the music festival called Bluegrass Live. The lineup for the virtual music festival, IBMA Bluegrass Live, powered by PNC, taking place October 2nd and 3rd, features special performances by the Traveling McCourys with special guest Del McCoury, the Steep Canyon Rangers, Jerry Douglas and Odessa Settles, Sierra Hall and Molly Tunnel. As you might expect, the list of additional performers is much too long to highlight, but needless to say, obviously the caliber of the talent at this year's event is seemingly endless. A complete schedule of performance times for the two-day music festival will be posted online at worldofbluegrass.org. There's, of course, also the Bluegrass Ramble, the premier platform for introducing talent and new material to the bluegrass community. And of course, the Music Awards show is set for Thursday, October 1st. Due to a tie in the voting, there are six nominees instead of five for Entertainer of the Year in 2020. They include Balsam Range, Billy Strings, Del McCoury Band, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Sister Sadie, and Special Consensus. And the award show will also feature the three inductees into the Bluegrass Hall of Fame. Festival performances, as well as the virtual exhibit hall and other special features, can be accessed for free via SwapCard, the official platform for IBMA Virtual World of Bluegrass. To access the content at SwapCard, viewers should first register for a free IBMA World of Bluegrass Music Pass at worldofbluegrass.org. SwapCard also offers viewers an opportunity to make a donation in the amount of their choosing to help support the IBMA organization and its work during these challenging times. All right, pandemic cancellations to look at. City officials have decided that all events sponsored by the City of Raleigh will be canceled through at least the end of the year, and that includes First Night Raleigh. Other events that will be called off include the annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony, a downtown food truck rodeo, and the Jingle Bell Run fundraiser for the Arthritis Foundation. Also, the Raleigh Merchants Association, of course, canceled the Raleigh Christmas Parade. That's the first time that's happened since World War II. Instead of that in-person event, the Christmas Parade will be live streamed on November 21st. Ticket sales, by the way, for Holiday Express at Raleigh's Pullen Park remain on hold. The Holiday Express draws thousands to Pullen Park in December for meet and greets with Santa, train and carousel rides, arts, crafts, holiday lights, and other activities. While ticket sales are currently postponed, officials say any updates will be shared on the Holiday Express website and through at Raleigh Parks social media. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.